This portion of the WEOL Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on North Ridgeville brought to you by North Ridgeville City Schools, building on success one individual at a time. And we've got a lot of individuals coming in here.
One at a time. The choir is coming in.
They will be performing after the 8 o'clock news. We're looking forward to that, as we always like to have some sort of musical interlude or moment at our spotlights.
Especially in December.
Whether it's a marching band. Remember the Navon Levy had the marching band, or we had other choirs and people singing, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But right now we're talking with the superintendent of North Ridgeville Schools, Jim Powell. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
School's going on now, but it's starting to wind down with the winter break that's coming there right now. What's the, I guess, the status so far of North Ridgeville Schools for this 2014-15 school year?
Well, we're on a good path. As you know, over the years, we've moved from, in the last 8 years, from continuous improvement to effective to excellent with distinction, and that growth has been outstanding for us. We continue to grow. We passed a bond issue to build a new facility, and that new facility is on track for 2017. Take about 2.5 more years to plan and then build the facility. It'll be a 3-8 building and a Ranger Stadium. We're currently in schematic design. We'll be moving into design development, and that process has been very exciting to see the new facility kind of like come up out of the ground, what it's going to look like, and they're starting to do the 3D renderings, and that's very exciting. It will be house about 2,100 students, which is about half of our students in the district, which is outstanding. We'll have a new stadium, a new competition gym. That groundbreaking should start in March. We should be taking trees out and do the groundbreaking for the stadium, and then moving through the site to start developing the building and so forth. The building really focuses on a new type of learning, It's not really new. It's been around a while, but we're trying to figure out ways to engage students actively in the learning process. You'll hear buzzwords like 21st century learning. Really, it's just active, engaged learning, problem-based learning, project-based learning that involves students in building and constructing and making and designing things to implement or to integrate the content into their cognitive structure. So it's a little different way of looking at learning, but it's very exciting. Students get very excited about it, and we think that will increase our achievement and continue to prepare students for the future.
Does that work with all sorts of subjects?
It does. Okay. It does. It actually works better if you integrate all the subjects. So if you're working on a science project, integrate a language arts portion into that, a writing piece or a reading piece, and integrate math into the science as well. So the projects really is the core at pulling the content together, which is very engaging for students.
Teachers, of course, are key. They're essential to that process. Have they bought into that program as well?
They are. We're doing a lot of professional development and working with them. That's the biggest change, is the way we think about how students learn and then prepare the instruction to go along with that. And that's critical, and our teachers see see how that impacts students, especially their level of motivation and engagement. And once they see that, they're very excited about doing it.
Does that go from like K through 12, or is there a certain age where that sort of then becomes implemented?
It really works K through 12. It's a little harder with kindergarten students. It has to be on a different level. But kindergarten teachers have been doing this kind of thing for a long time. They have learning centers and places where kids go to make something. And so they've been doing it for a while. It's as we move up, we have a tendency to think students need to sit there and receive information. This, on the other hand, is a way that they act on the information instead of just sitting and receiving it.
So your classroom design must be different then, right?
Classroom design is different. Furniture design is different. Um, and and we're investigating that right now. We're trying out some new furniture and places to see if we like it, see how it works with the teachers, see how it works with their instructional patterns and practices, and some of it we found we like, some of it we don't. So that's going to be critical before we have a large investment for a whole building full of that type of furniture. We want to feel comfortable with it. So
one item always sort of at the forefront superintendents have to deal with every year is money. Of course, voters endorsed that bond issue for the new school and stadium. Where do you stand as we head into 2015 financially?
Financially, we're doing very well. As always, we try to be good stewards of taxpayer money. We passed an operating issue not long ago as well, and we're doing very well. And our five-year forecast looks outstanding. We'll have healthy reserves. Our goal is to have enough reserves to carry us for 3 to 6 months, and as business we should, and that's our goal, and it looks like we're on track to do that.
When it comes to the new school and the stadium, what are your targets to open each?
The stadium, our goal is really to try to open that next football season, so they'll break ground in March, and looks like they'll be able to, if weather permitting, if we get all the EPA and Army Corps of Engineer applications back and approvals, we'll be able to break ground and be able to hold football games there next fall. As far as the educational facility, that won't be until 2017. We'll be able to move in the summer of 2017 and then start the school year that year.
So that's where all the kids are going, well, where will I be in that grade? Will I be in that school at that time, or am I going to be out of it? What's going to be the situation there?
It's funny. I went to one of our buildings, was talking to fifth grade students about what they think about the facility, and they had all kinds of rumors about the facility. One of the students said, I heard that we were not going to have any bathroom stalls or anything. It's just going to be a big trough that we go into. And I'm like, no, the rumors, the things that they had conjured up in their minds was very interesting.
Yeah, don't let them go to the planning meeting for any of this type of
my old junior things. High school at troughs. Hey.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, it's fine. Well, we appreciate you stopping in, Jim, the superintendent of Northridge Schools, Jim Powell, and